Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, you're pretty early, didn't you?
Yeah. Are you drunk yet?
No. Why?
Isn't it St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I had the days mixed up.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a little sore.
Why?
I had to cut down a whole bunch of stuff yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it. Why were you doing your neighbor's yard work?
It's not my neighbor's yard work. It's my yard work.
You said it was your neighbor's yard work.
Oh, it's the neighbor's hedges, but they were growing into my yard.
Oh.
And from what I can tell from what I found online, that's my responsibility if it goes over the property line, even if it does grow on their side. At least, I think it's my, I don't know. It's an apartment complex, and I've called them before about it, and they just sort of always blow me off.
Hmm.
So, anyway, yeah, I had to clear this whole corridor, and it was really tiring, actually. You wouldn't think just cutting shit down and breaking it apart would wear you out. But it does.
Physical activity.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, anyway, I had to get to it before because it was weather warming up here, and they were starting to bud. And once it gets leaves and stuff on it, it gets to be even more of a pain in the ass. Well nigh impossible. Unless you're, like, actually got proper equipment and a crew. And I don't have a crew, Mike.
You got a crew.
Where's my crew?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, probably the one thing worse than trying to talk your friends into helping you move is probably trying to talk your friends into helping you take care of a hedge line.
Well, yeah. You don't want to make people do your yard work.
Right. So, yeah, it was just me out there. And, plus there, a good chunk of that stuff is honeysuckle bushes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, once those actually start flowering, it's like all bees and wasps, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes birds.
But, well, I don't like that.
But the birds don't really attack you as much as the bees and wasps do. Oh, and not to mention spiders, of course, because, you know, spiders love trees.
I don't like any of those.
Yeah, I don't either, really. So anyway, that was my day yesterday. Sorry, that's why I missed yesterday, because I had to take advantage of the weather and get to it while I could.
Just yesterday.
Well, usually we try to record on Wednesdays.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Today is Thursday, right?
Oh.
You're the one that doesn't know what day it is.
Well, yeah, I don't.
Huh. Well, go figure that one.
Sorry.
Anywho. Had a weird thing happen last night.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. It was about, I don't know, 12:30 or so.
Okay.
Or 0:30, if you're talking in 24-hour time.
Okay.
I was out front catching smoke on my porch, as I do. And some lady comes walking up from the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crouches down next to my car on the sidewalk side, not on the street side. And then I realize as she's standing up and pulling her pants back up that she was taking a piss.
Next to your car?
Yeah.
What is with you? I feel like this is the first time something like this has happened.
I've never seen it happen before.
Why are there weirdos in your neighborhood?
I don't know, but, you know, when I realized what she was doing, because at first I'm just sitting there looking at her like, what the fuck's going on here? And then when I realized that she was pulling her pants back up, I'm like, seriously? Did you just take a piss by my car? She's like, no, I dropped my cigarette, and then she toddles off. I'm like, what the fuck? You know? And I caught it all on video. That's a funny thing.
You did?
Yeah. Well, because I got cameras that face my front.
Mm.
So I went and pulled the video footage just to look at it again, because I'm like, did I just mistake something? Maybe she wasn't taking a piss? So I looked at it, I'm like, no, she was definitely taking a piss, and then I went out and shined a light down there, and there was a wet spot. So I'm like, yeah, she was pissing. I don't know, man. This neighborhood's gotten weird. Did I mention this is the neighborhood I grew up in, mostly?
Yeah, because you're right next to your parents.
I'm not right next to my parents. I'm about 3/4 of a mile away from them.
You're very close to your parents.
I'm very close to my parents.
Yes.
As children should be.
I've been to both houses. I think they are very close to each other.
As children should be.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, so, I mean, I've gotten to see a single neighborhood get weird over time. It's just, I'm like, what the hell? So it was a sort of an exciting day yesterday. And I had this whole thing prepared, this whole ranting thing prepared about how twice a year I have to bitch about daylight savings time, but then I got the good news that Senate passed the thing that they're getting rid of the time change.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason they decided to settle on keeping the daylight savings time as the time they're changing to.
This time?
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? More sun.
Not in the mornings. Besides, it's not natural. If they were going to stick to one, I wish they would have stuck to standard. Because that's...
So, everything is dark at 4 o'clock.
It's not dark at 4 o'clock.
It is in the winter.
Yeah, but it's not this time of year. And this is the time of the year that the daylight savings time kicks in. It would still be the same in the winter no matter what. I mean, it'd be the same as what we were used to. You know? But... Anyway, at least we won't have to deal with the time change anymore. Because, granted, I've been having some problems sleeping lately anyway, but this year, when daylight savings time kicked in, man, it hit me hard for a couple of days there. I wasn't getting to sleep till like 5 and waking up really late and stuff like that.
Yeah, everybody, that's why they passed the law.
That's the one thing Senate has unanimously agreed on. They passed it with like 100% vote. It's like, what? Like, granted, it's a big deal, but aren't there more important things to worry about? I guess not, though.
Well, this is the one that no one's going to complain about. It's an easy win.
Yeah, and this is the one that, you know, if you voted against it, people would probably remember. Of course, I mean, it's still got to pass the House and then get signed, but... So, we'll see what happens. Because there's some cray-cray folks in the House, man.
Yeah, that's where the nut bars are.
Yeah. And they're getting worse. Oh, my God.
It must just be easy to become a congressman.
I guess so. I mean, if Marjorie Taylor Greene can do it, you know. Or Lauren Boebert. Bobo.
Boebert's the real dumb one.
Oh, Green's right there with her.
Well, Green...
Green's vicious on top of it.
Green's crazy. Boebert's dumb.
Okay. There's a distinction, I understand.
Yeah, Boebert's a dum-dum.
She is. I mean, she's like Lou Gohmert level dumb.
Like, it's weird.
But, yeah, so I guess, you know, I mean, there really isn't much of a bar for becoming a congressman.
I guess not.
You just got to meet a certain age requirement, I think, and be a U.S. citizen and have enough money to run an ad campaign, you know?
Hmm.
That's... Or even be, I guess, be able to get people to, you know, back you. But other than that, it's like, actually, I mean, realistically, it's about the same bar for becoming a senator. But I think, you know, people expect more out of senators. Although why, I'm not sure, because McConnell's been reelected over and over and over, and he's pretty much done nothing for his state.
Yeah, they tend to not do anything for the places they come from, it seems.
So, yeah, I'm not really sure how all that works from a practical standpoint. But but the technical, like, actual requirements for becoming either one, like a rep or a senator, isn't really all that much. Hell, I mean, actually, the requirements for becoming president aren't anything. There's an age requirement and a citizenship requirement, and that's it. You don't have to know anything. As evidenced by the former guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you would think that, I mean, I guess I understand it. Like, you know, they're making it so anybody can, you know, help run the government, right?
Right, right.
But at the same time, you think they would put some sort of, like, barriers to stupidity in there or something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they figure that people won't vote for stupid people when they were putting this together, you know? I guess they figured that the stupid would weed themselves out.
Well, it used to matter, but I think the general education level is, you know, we're making smarter people these days, but for some reason.
Well, that makes the, you know, Republicans mad when we make smarter people.
Well, that's sort of a thing. There's kind of like a movement of for dumbness.
Yeah, it was like that anti-talent movement for musicians in the 90s.
Would you call that a movement?
Well, it was, I mean.
Or would you say that they got popular?
I don't know what to call it, because, I mean, it was a thing. It was a thing that I didn't just observe. I heard other people say, like, you know, back in the 90s when grunge and punk and hardcore and everything were coming up, and it was all about just basic stuff and singing over it, like, if you could actually play, that was actually detrimental to you. Or if you tried to actually play, you know, like, throw in a solo or do something, like, beyond the basics, it was like, oh, you're fancy, or something like, you know, like that. And that's sort of what's going on now with people in education. It's like, you know, I kept likening it to, like when people would, you know, scoff at what the medical people were saying about the pandemic and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People who had, you know, zero medical training, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? That's pretty much just like going to your mechanic when you know nothing about your car and then them telling you this is wrong and you saying, nah, I think I'll just ignore that and change it.
Yeah.
Just change the oil. It'll be fine. You know? I mean, these people are trained and this is what they do for a living. And like, you think you know better than that?
Well, that's what it is. I would be a victim of this as well. This is how it takes hold, is that you're like, well, they're just trying to sell me something.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I've been in that position, and a lot of times it's true.
Imagine that, except for with everything.
Except the logic doesn't follow, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, man. It's just a dumb.
It's easy to fall down that hole, I'm saying.
I mean, I can understand resentment and jealousy and stuff like that, because you figure somebody else has opportunities you don't have. Or, you know, I can understand just the general sense of, why are these people treating me like I'm an idiot just because they went to college or something? I can understand things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But to take it to such a degree where you lack so much self-awareness that you don't realize you're doing that at some point, and that you're making really bad life decisions because of it.
Like, you didn't go to college, and you're real dumb.
Well, yeah. I didn't go to college, and I am real dumb.
You're real stupid, and you shouldn't be able to be trusted.
And, you know, when I was younger, I had that chip on my shoulder, you know? But eventually I had to get over it because I realized that was on me. That's not on anybody else.
Right.
But, you know, it's like...
But also you're real stupid.
Also I am real stupid. I'm street smart.
You're street smart. You're alley smart.
I'm alley smart.
You're Kate and alley smart.
Well, it's true. Most of my education did come from Kate and alley, but, you know... that and Charles in Charge, which obviously didn't make for a great education. But anyway, I don't, you know, I mean, it's just, it's like these people are stuck in a, like a mid-schooler mindset that they've never grown out of.
Mm-hmm.
And these are adults, you know, I mean, it's like, at some point you've got to, and I don't know, you know, and they scream about personal responsibility, which they take none of. I don't know, man. People.
We're selfish and stupid.
Walk on you, step on you, walk on you, step on you.
Where? What's that from?
It's from a cartoon.
Mm.
Where this dude, like, he's sick of being in the middle of a city crowd and stuff, so he winds up going to the moon, and then there's all these weird things, like walking lipstick and stuff like that.
What cartoon is this?
It was one of those old, like, 40s or 50s cartoons that they would show, like, around Looney Tunes and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think it was itself a Looney Tune or something. I don't. It was a cartoon I used to see on all the time.
You didn't make it up.
I did not make it up. But if I did, I should probably go ahead and get it made so that people can see it.
Mm-hmm. Get your true.
Because it's weird.
It is weird.
Walking lipstick, and then the lipstick paints a big lipstick smile on him.
Wow.
On the moon. Like, on the moon.
That's a talented lipstick.
That is a talented lipstick.
What else can we talk about that people will not want to hear?
That lipstick scene from Night of the Demons?
That's a popular scene, though.
It is popular. I mean, that's probably what
everybody thinks about.
I mean, it's you know, it's another famous Linnea Quigley thing.
Mm-hmm. So. She's got a bunch of them, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, usually involving her breasts, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think even she would admit that her career is based on that.
Probably, yeah. I mean, at least it didn't hurt, anyway.
I mean, they're weird and fake, but they, basically, that's why she...
They weren't always.
Yeah, well, they weren't with, yeah, like in Savage Streets when she had none.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they weren't in Return of the Living Dead, were they?
Yes.
Were they?
Yes.
They didn't look fake.
They've always been weird and like, they look like Jim Ballant drew them. They're just weird bubbles on her chest.
Huh.
You've never noticed that?
No.
Yeah.
No?
This is the longest we've talked about breasts on this show.
Well, at least for a while.
I don't remember ever talking about it.
Movies.
That's funny.
Anyway, where are you at today? It sounds pretty quiet.
I'm in the studio, but I got here before everybody, so nobody's here yet.
Oh, hello, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I don't know. What else can we talk about?
The music's starting to get a little better for me.
Yeah, I was just going to mention something about that, but go ahead.
Nothing. I just started. I had a pretty good weekend with it last weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got most. I don't have any lyrics or vocals for it, but I decided to just go simple, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to try and go simple. I feel like I have this, like, thing in the back of my head that I need to be, because, you know, all the stuff I've learned, it's all about the layering and all this stuff, and I feel like I have to add these parts and stuff like that, and I'm just like, well, no, I'm just going to try and I'm also very, too into the recording aspect of it.
Yeah, how you mean?
Because I keep watching these videos on mixing and production, and I'm just like, I don't even need to be focused on that really right now.
That is so weird, because like 3 months ago, you absolutely had no idea, like, you didn't want anything to do with it.
I know, but that's the thing. It's like, you if you have it, and you're just like, well, I don't want this to sound like crap.
Right.
So, seriously, if you watch any of these videos, they're like, well, you got to do this and this and this and this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. And I think that made me miserable trying to do that stuff.
I'm proud of you, Mike.
Why?
Because you were the guy that wouldn't even change your own hard drive when it was so easy.
Change my own hard drive?
Yeah. I had to change out your hard drive for you when it went bad. And all it was unscrewing some stuff and putting some other stuff back together.
Oh, I'm still kind of like that.
Now you're diving in and you're doing things for yourself and you're not... Because you were... And I asked you about it at the time with the hard drive thing. And you're like, oh, it's just easier to pay somebody else to do it.
You know? Yeah, I'm still like that with things.
But you're diving in and doing things for yourself. You're DIYing it, man. You know?
I don't like DIYing.
But you're doing it anyway.
Well, I do stuff out of necessity.
Yeah.
Mixing your own stuff is not the same thing as putting in a hard drive.
It's harder.
It is very hard.
It's much harder to learn.
Most people do it nowadays.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there's still a thriving business of people who get paid to do it for other people. But.
Sure, but I mean, that actually, is it easier to send your stems off to somebody and write a big, long email about what I think this should sound like and then hope that they do that?
I think for a significant...
To do it yourself.
For a significant number of people, it is easier to do that. Mm. Not me, but, I mean, not, you know, that's why there's, like, not even just, like, where you've got actual producers and mixers and engineers and stuff, there's like automated services now that people pay for.
Oh yeah, I've seen it for mastering. I haven't seen it for mixing.
That's what I was getting at for mastering.
Because mastering is essentially like I have several mastering like plugins that, you know, you put it on there and boom, I'm like, wow, that sounds professional. You know, it's like, I don't know why people sit there and just go over something.
Oh, there's still an ear for it, man. Like,
I'm sure, but
I mean, it's going to sound like throwing a mastering plugin or using an automated mastering service is going to do something for your tracks, and it's probably going to clean them up a little and tighten them and stuff. But there's still something to be said for like a human ear on it. Because there's little nuances and stuff that plugins and automated services just aren't going to pick up on. Like, what they're essentially trying to do is just match you to the other things that are hits.
Well, I don't have that ear.
Like, with EQ ranges and compression and whatnot. But
I don't have that ear.
Well, not yet. You can develop it, though.
I'm too busy doing the other stuff, like learning to play the instrument.
Right.
That's the other thing. I feel like I haven't been doing that. I've been too busy learning all this other stuff, and I don't want to do that. I just want to play the guitar.
You don't want to work. You just want to bang on your drum all day.
That's another thing. I don't really want to work anymore.
Oh, man, I know that feeling. I too have been making musical progress.
Yeah?
I told you about the thing, because I was trying to do the thing to break out of the slump, where I was just doing something I didn't necessarily have to think about, and just, I did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I am 2 songs in out of 6 now.
Well, that's good.
I have drummed 2 songs, learned and drummed 2 songs so far. And I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Well, I'm not feeling good about you doing that.
I wrote a song about it. Like to hear it? Here it goes.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't write a song about it yet. But maybe I will.
No, I don't like this song at all. I'm sorry, but
anyway. Speaking of songs, have I asked you about this before? In the late 80s, early 90s, there was a comedian who had a skit with a bit in it about Neil Young. And he would sing this song, you know. Mm-hmm. He'd sing Cinnamon Girl, but he would change Cinnamon Girl to Cinnamon Swirl.
That I don't remember.
Like, I want a cake with a cinnamon swirl.
Oh, you know? I don't.
Okay, I'm trying to remember who the fuck that is and what the bit was. Because all I ever remember is just that part.
Sounds like something Adam Sandler would do.
It does, but I don't think it was him. Like, when I think Adam Sandler, that's not. And was he present in the late 80s?
No, he was not.
This probably would have been like 89 or 90, I'm guessing. Somewhere around there. Could have been 88, but I think 89 or 90. And I've tried looking it up, but it's one of those vague enough things that, you know, search terms, you can't come up with the right search terms for it. It's like trying to find, I don't know, something with a real common name. All I get is like recipes for cinnamon swirl cakes, essentially. Or comedy routines involving cake. Just not a lot of help. Whoa, what's that?
It's the music studio next door.
Are they doing like a weird sci-fi 50s thing?
No, that's just the song.
It was going all...
song they do every beginning of every class.
Really?
Hello, everybody.
You all, everybody!
Oh...
There is a Weird Al Cinnamon Girl Neil Young cover, but I don't know if he sings different lyrics or if he's actually doing a real cover of it.
Oh, yeah, it definitely wasn't Weird Al, because I remember that. This was like a stand-up comedy bit, not like a video.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably like, again, this is the only part of it I remember, so it's probably, my memory of it's outsized from what, like the proportion of the entire skit or something, you know? It was probably like, you know, a minute, less than a minute of the skit, but I wonder if that was the same comedian who had the thing about, what's the Rolling Stones guitar player?
Keith
Keith Richards?
Yeah. Because there was a comedian that had a thing about Keith Richards, and he was talking about how Keith Richards would, him and cockroaches would be the only thing that survived the nuclear apocalypse. And he's like, well, I saw a bright light and I thought we were on.
You watch some terrible comedians.
And you wonder why I don't like stand-up comedy. Actually, I don't like stand-up comedy because I was traumatized by it. But
you were traumatized by it.
Dude. I was dropped into the fucking shark tank and left there by myself, man.
You were traumatized.
That was very traumatizing.
It wasn't traumatizing.
I'm still having PTSD from it. I can't watch stand-up comedy anymore. And this was like 20 years ago. It ruined me.
Yeah, apparently.
But not as bad as reading Ulysses did.
It's so weird.
You're weird. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Who's crying now?
Your mama.
Whoa! Oh. Whoa!
Too soon?
Well, she is dead.
Right.
Craig, your search query has led me to an interesting fun fact.
Okay.
Weird Al has never parodied a Neil Young song, but they do have a thing in common. They both briefly dated singer Nicolette Larson.
Who's Nicolette Larson?
I don't know.
Oh.
They both dated her.
Huh. Do you think they know each other?
Maybe. No.
Like Weird Al and Neil Young? Do you think they ever get together and talk about Nicolette Larson?
Remember that.
Like, hey, you know, remember that girl we both dated? Let's have a beard, Neil.
Let's have a beard?
Yes, let's have a beard, because it's Weird Al, and he just makes weird words up. Like,
other fun fact.
Uh-oh.
The night at New York's Apollo Theater, the night he covered Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl marked the first time in his entire career that he played guitar in front of a live audience.
Wait, I thought you said he'd never covered Neil Young.
He never did a parody of Neil Young. He did a straight cover, though, it sounds like.
Oh, I didn't know Weird Al did straight covers.
Yeah, this is weird.
Al.
I don't like knowing about Weird Al. I don't like the idea of knowing that Weird Al dated someone.
Well, he's a human, after all.
I know, but it's weird, isn't it? Isn't it kind of strange?
He's not Max Headroom. He doesn't just exist on the TV.
But he does, kind of.
I mean, I think it's weirder to think that somebody actually dated Weird Al.
Yeah.
Not that he'd want to date somebody else, but somebody wanted to date Weird Al. Although, actually, I knew a dude once that would probably want to date Weird Al. He loved him.
Who?
This guy named Doug that I knew a long time ago. I mean, he was like... I think he liked Weird Al to an unhealthy degree.
I know some people like that.
Because it was like...
So this was doing it during his 2018 tour. And every night of the tour featured a different cover song in the encore slot.
Huh.
And this was like when he was touring his album of original songs.
Yeah.
Wait,
he's got an album of original songs?
Yeah, the last, the one with, what was that?
Yeah, uh-huh, real memorable. I don't know why I'm bagging on Weird Al.
Yeah, no.
With the Ill-Advised Vanity Tour.
Oh.
Was the name of the tour.
Actually, I'm more surprised it took him so long. To be honest. You would have thought after he had a few albums of parodies under his belt and got, like, really famous that he would have said, you know, maybe I could parlay this and do my own songs.
Well, he always put one or two of his own songs on each album.
Oh. See, I was never much of a Weird Al deep dive.
But, I mean, they were still funny, but they were originals.
Oh. I thought the whole album was nothing but parodies.
This is pretty good, though. It's like, on this next song, I'm going to make my guitar playing debut. My whole life, I never learned to play guitar. I figured, you know, I've been in entertainment. I've been a recording artist and a professional musician for most of my life. And I should know how to play guitar. So the past several months, I've been studying and learning how to play guitar so that I can debut this at the Apollo on the next song.
Wow. He went from not knowing how to play guitar to playing live in a couple of months.
Yeah.
I mean, Cinnamon Girl is the easiest song in the world to play, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
What? I wonder if there's a list of what the actual, like, or, you know.
The guitar solo is literally one note.
What the easiest song to play in the world is. I mean, Smoke on the Water is pretty easy to play.
Is that, I mean, also, if you're only focusing on that one song, just to play that one song.
Yeah, but still, just as, like, especially with chord changes and stuff, to get your fingering used to it, it seems like.
Yeah, learning to, in the beginning, learning to play.
But he's got all the.
I mean, I know he plays accordion, so he knows how to use his fingers, but.
Yeah, he has music theory backing everything up. I mean, you see actors have to learn instruments for roles.
That's true. And I mean, I guess it's, I mean, you can get ready for a marathon in 3 months or whatever, if you, even if you're not a runner.
So. Yeah. I mean, it's like all the guys in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Michael Cera was the only one, I think, who actually played and played his instrument.
Yeah.
Everyone else had to learn, like, leading up to shooting.
It was like the monkeys. Except two of the monkeys actually did play. Sorry, coughing. Or like Ralph Macchio in Crossroads.
I'm always impressed by the drummers, like especially when it's like a complicated drum roll, or like, you know, when you're playing a good drummer.
Right.
For it. Like you're having to learn, like.
Like whoever that dude was that played in the Joy Division movie from several years ago, the guy that played the drummer in that.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
Because while his songs don't sound tough, if you actually watch the drummer drumming, the real drummer, like even now with I'm blanking on the band's name. You know, Blue Monday Band.
New Order.
New Order. Like even when you watch him drumming with New Order, more recently. He's got this, like, well, for one thing, he sounds like a drum machine, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He is super tight, and he was super tight back then. And he does this really rapid-fire, like, hi-hat stuff that's just super fast. And it's like, yeah, for somebody that, especially somebody that maybe had no experience behind a kit or something before, just to jump down and learn how to even fake that, that's, like, impressive.
Yeah, like, movies like, what was that one? The Jazz Drummer. Movie, Whiplash.
Oh, I don't know that one.
It's like the, it's,
Is that like about Buddy Rich or something?
No, it's,
about a kid in music school.
Yeah, it's, what's his name? Teller? Miles Teller?
Okay.
Is the main actor, and it's like he's going to, like, school to be a jazz musician. But it's, like, one of the really, like, intense schools, and his teacher is J.K. Simmons. And
he's a dick.
Is just, yeah, he's just one of these teachers that just, like,
will slap you, apparently.
Yeah.
Will beat you.
But, like, it's about throwing away, like, kind of pushing away everything else in your life to, like, singularly, like, devote yourself to a craft to the point where it's, like, destructive.
Ah.
Been there.
But it's like, he's doing some, like, you know, it's like all those ones where they have to do, like, crazy jazz drumming. I know they, like, kind of use some tricks to do it, but still, just even for the, like, the bass stuff, when it's, like, just focusing on the actor doing it, I'm always impressed.
I wonder, too, I mean, for some people, stuff clicks a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, with drumming, as an example, like, there were years between the time I first sat down behind a drum kit and when it actually made sense and I could play even something pretty basic. You know? Because just for the longest time, it didn't make sense. The coordination between the different limbs and stuff. Until one day it just did. It just finally clicked. But then I've seen other people, pick it up in a month.
Well, it's also, when people are preparing for these roles, it's like, that's their job now. So it's like they're practicing drums every single day with, professional teachers who, are taking them through a process to make sure that they're learning as efficiently as possible. And, I think it is very hard, but I think also, you force someone to do 3 hours plus of practicing an instrument each day or something, and that's all you're doing, odds are you're going to get decent at it, at least passively for a movie, being able to do it for a movie, but still it's like impressive that, they do that.
My brain just slid off into a montage of all the times I've seen musicians on film, on screen or whatever. And, you can tell that they're obviously not playing whatever it is they're supposed to be playing.
I thought Ralph Macchio did an okay job in Crossroads.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, all the times on TV shows and movies and stuff when, the drummers, they've switched to the drummer and he's obviously not playing that beat or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or, the guitar player, they're supposed to be doing some widdly-widdly solo and their hand's down at the end of the neck just playing, a chord.
Definitely budget quite a bit, too.
I'm like, I'm just like, wow, that happened a lot.
My favorite still is the, during the, Drew Struzan documentary, the guy did all the movie posters.
Yeah.
He talks about meeting with, who was it? Who's in the mist?
Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane. Yeah. Him and Thomas Jane met because Thomas Jane's character is an illustrator in that. And so he was he would show Thomas Jane how you actually how someone actually paints, not the way people think artists paint and all this stuff. And they spent all this time going through it. And then he does it wrong in the movie after all that.
Also, there's maybe a second of him doing that in that movie.
Well, but that's what's so funny is Thomas Jane wanted to meet with Drew Struzan because I think Drew Struzan did the art that he's working on in that. And so he showed him how you pull a line with properly pull a line with a paintbrush and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because it's not just scribbling something with a pencil.
And then he still screws it up. After all that, he screws it up.
Hillary Barker? That's what I think of when I think of Thomas Jane, is Hillary Barker's story about Thomas Jane. Hillary Barker? Is what he said he sounded. Hillary Barker?
So, wait. Is Thomas Jane one of those people that turned out to be a creep?
No, he's just weird.
Okay. Who's that guy that looks like Thomas Jane, then?
Oh,
Aaron Eckhart?
Aaron Eckhart, yeah.
He's the British guy, right?
He's not British.
Nope.
Who's the guy from the first Resident Evil movie that looks like Thomas Jane?
That is not... he does not look like Thomas Jane. He kind of does.
He's like the British Thomas Jane.
Yeah, that's Purefoy?
Yeah, James Purefoy, that's it. Yeah, he's not a creep either, though. Who the hell am I thinking of, then?
I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, it's like those two are... I mean, they don't look exactly like each other, but...
Yeah, they were all, made on the same genetics farm that, from a piece of Christopher Lambert's DNA.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. There can be only one. Okay, two. Maybe three.
A bunch of us.
We are legion.
We are legion.
Anyway,
that's the only impression I do.
Well, you did a pretty good Thor.
Thor. I retired Thor.
You should unretire Thor.
I'm not unretiring Thor.
Mike! Unretire Thor, Mike!
There's really not a market for the terrible 60s animation cartoon of Thor.
You can mash him up with Venom.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I do a Venom. I forgot about Venom.
See, you do at least three impressions.
Okay, I do a Venom. But not the impressions. The whole point of my impressions is they don't sound at all like the people I'm doing impressions with.
That's okay, that's fine.
Hey, it's Venom.
Venom. Come to me, Venom.
Come to Thor, Venom.
James Purfoy looks like Thomas Jane in it.
I didn't say that.
No, he...
Yeah, that's what he said.
Nothing like it.
Sure they do. They have similar characteristics.
James Purfoy is Solomon Kane.
I can't remember.
That's black hair. He doesn't even have blonde hair.
No, Thomas Jane has had dark hair a lot in movies. Saying he has blonde hair is kind of weird, because I don't think he's...
Yeah, I think I've seen him more darker hair than lighter hair.
Yeah. I mean, he has...
Like, I've personally seen him with dark
hair. That's like saying that I have dark hair.
You do have kind of dark hair.
Except I'm blonde. I've been blonde since...
You can't say you're blonde when you are not blonde.
I was. You
I was me, blonde when I was four.
Yeah, but you stick me in the sun, and my hair will turn bleak blonde after a while. Like,
but is it blonde right now?
No, it is not.
This is blonde. This is dark. Like, it's dark.
That is light brown.
Yeah. Because it turns out,
would you call it honey brown?
It's Schrodinger's blonde.
I'm sorry, but if you're born as a towhead, you're blonde, even if your hair turns dark.
I was born blonde!
Dude, I was blonde till I was like five.
I am not blonde!
I was blonde till I was like five or six.
What happens when hair turns dark? The only reason we have light blonde still is because most people dye their hair. Blonde turns darker over time, but you weren't born
this
with brown hair.
This is not blonde.
But compared to someone who was born with like brown hair...
I had blonde hair until I was like... When, Crank?
I'm trying to remember how long I was. It was like 4 or 5 for me, I think.
Yeah.
That's like saying...
Just before first grade, I think.
I can't really understand what you're even saying right now, because it sounds so weird.
I mean, my...
That's like saying that someone whose hair turns gray, that their hair was never the color it once was.
But you were...
What in the weird world of logic is that?
Okay.
No, we're not saying that Thomas Jane's never been blonde. We're saying he's not normally blonde.
Yes, but I'm saying compared to James Purfoy, who was born with black hair and has black hair still, like, those are two very different hair colors.
Just what's that got to do with whether or not they look similar?
I guess
because
that's
it's completely different.
I mean, two brothers can have different colored hair and still look similar. I mean,
yeah, but like a...
I'm not sure, what are we arguing about? I don't understand.
All right, I'm saying there's complexion differences. Like, a red-headed Irish has a different complexion than, you know...
A red-headed South African.
Well, no, a dark, like a... Like, red-headed Irish versus black Irish, where, you know, like...
Wait, isn't that a drink?
Yes, but it's also someone... who's Irish and has, you know, black hair and...
So that's what a black Irish is.
...reflection than someone who has more of the red-headed, freckly Irish.
I always thought black Irish had a joke to do with race.
No, it's people with... Irish people with, like, dark hair.
Well, you just taught me something Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Thanks.
Hey!
I don't know if that's true, Craig.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure Phil Lynott would have something to say about that.
Well, I mean, he literally... Anyway.
Yeah. He literally was a black Irishman.
Yeah. But... Anyway.
I guess used outside of Ireland. It's a term sometimes used outside of Ireland to refer to Irish people with black hair and dark eyes.
All right.
One theory is that they're descendants of Spanish traders or of the few sailors of Spanish Armada who were shipwrecked on Ireland's west coast. But there is little evidence for this.
And Ireland was invaded several times by other countries, too. So.
Yeah.
There could have been remnants of, like, I don't know, Picts or something, you know?
Yep.
You're a Pict. I've killed so many Picts in Assassin's Creed.
I've sat in a cave grooving with a Pict.
What?
That's a Pink Floyd joke.
Oh. There's also Cheddar Man who had, like, the super dark skin and...
What's a Cheddar Man? I think you're making this shit up. What's a Cheddar Man?
You can't say he's not a Cheddar Man if he was born a cheese.
They discovered
You can't say he was cheddar if he was born. What kind of cheese?
I just think you can't say he's not a Cheddar Man if he was born a cheese.
Yeah. That's funny.
What
is Cheddar Man?
Cheddar Man was a Mesolithic hunter-gatherer, fully modern human with dark skin and blue eyes.
Okay.
Was found in Goes Cave in Cheddar Gorge, Somerset, England. Sorry, that was in England.
Not in Ireland.
Okay. So is England where cheddar cheese comes from?
I don't know.
Since, I mean, it's probably, I guess that's a regional name, right? Like, so the cheese was made there and then it was called cheddar? It's sort of like
yeah, it comes from Somerset, England.
Okay.
From the town of Cheddar.
Well, that makes sense now.
Source of cow.
It was adjacent to the town of Hamburger. And together, they invented the cheeseburger. The cheddar burger.
It's your boy.
The cheddar burger.
It's your boy, the cheddar burger.
Get me some cheddar chowder.
Does anybody even understand what we're making fun of when we do it?
No, because at this point it's so far out of context. It's It made more sense when we were still talking about him.
Yeah, it didn't even really make sense then.
Well, no, it didn't, but at least you could realize what it was we were making
Why didn't you decide he sounded like the Pepperidge Farm person?
Because I said he was a sea captain or something.
Oh, okay.
And in my head I was picturing, like, you know, Boston-y type.
Yeah.
Maine, like a Maine fisherman captain kind of thing.
I don't even know where that asshole's from.
I don't either. I don't think he sounds anything like I made him sound like.
No, he doesn't, because he was they put him on the he was on the Jim Jeffrey show. They were making fun of him on that show.
Oh, it's your boy.
It's your boy.
He's probably a politician now. He's a representative for some state.
Oh God, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yes, today it would. It really would. Yeah. Wow. Good ass and dropping all the knowledge. I still don't understand the blonde thing, but sure. The rest of it made sense. My dad was born blonde, too, and his hair turned after a certain age.
Yeah.
And Oh, actually, my friends. My friend Brian lost most of his hair as he got older, so I don't know if it had a chance to turn. But his brother was born blonde and was strikingly blonde well into his early 20s. And then his hair turned dark after a certain point. I think, I think I'm remembering that right.
I think part of that really is, too, also, it's age, but it's also, like, people being inside more.
You think?
Because my hair always turns darkest right when I get it cut. Like, it's always super dark when I get it cut, but it lightens as it, you know, grows and is.
I mean, because I'm granted, I'm not out much in the sun now, and if I am, I've usually got a hat on. But, like, when I was a kid, I still had, like, in my teens, I had that reddish brown hair.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're still, don't you?
I don't know. There's, like, streaks of silver and stuff in there now, too. But, and I don't mean, like, my hair wasn't, like, a uniform color reddish-brown, like, where each strand was reddish-brown. It was, like, I had brown hair and red strands in my hair. With the occasional, like, lighter blondish strand. So my hair was kind of like a mix. But I was out in the sun a lot then, and my hair never really lightened up unless I put something in it to lighten it up, like peroxide or something. Yeah.
It definitely sounds like you had that red side in there, too.
Yeah, I think because I got that from my mom. I think. I don't think my dad's side of the family had that. Yeah, because it was that hair that under, like, certain light would start looking, like, really red. Like, certain indoor lights and stuff.
Yeah. So it probably had less of a likelihood of true, like, true bleaching. you know, true lightning from Sun. Because it was lightning to that red, not to, like, a full blonde.
Yeah, the only time I was ever able to really get a blonde was from a bottle. Like, I mean, since I was really little, once it turned. And I remember, if I was going trying to go blonde from, like, virgin hair, my first step in the process, I'd always get this banana yellow color. like real Ken doll banana yellow color.
So it's definitely more like you're dying red hair.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because, yeah, when I would regularly, like, even as I got older, when I was regular teaching sailing during the summers.
Ah, it's your boy, Addison.
Your boy, Addison.
It would get super, super blonde again during the summers. But then winter, when I was back in class, inside all the time, and after, like, you know, like getting a couple haircuts, it would be dark again, really dark again. So it can fluctuate a huge amount depending on, you know, the time of year, and I was out in the sun, and plus the sun reflecting off water is always way more intense, so it leaches way faster.
Yeah, well, it seems like when you see pictures of, like, longtime surfers, their hair, maybe not completely blonde, but, like, always bleachy looking.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure, like, yeah, what's his name? What's the one, like, really big surfer?
Patrick Swayze?
What's his name? He's like the big professional surfer who was always like riding. He's like the first one to be like riding the super, super big waves with like the
big kahuna?
No. He would like be like the. It was like the surfboards that they started to have to like tow in with the. With jet.
Are you talking about like the old school big planks? Like the.
No, like when they started surfing those waves that you couldn't surf before, but they started using the smaller surfboards that you actually were kind of like, your feet were actually like stuck to.
Oh, yeah.
They've been using,
all my surfing knowledge comes from TV shows.
Sea-dudes, jet skis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure who you're talking about. Like I said, most of my surfing knowledge comes from TV shows. Like, I don't even really actually follow surfing as a sport. So. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So. Yeah, I was going to say something about conventions. I looked up the one that's not Wizard World anymore.
Yeah.
And, Fan Expo? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have, whatchamacallit? Like pro badge things.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a table, and it comes with an extra badge or whatever, but, like, I didn't see any application for actually getting in as a whatever, member of the community or whatever, you know?
Hmm. I wonder if they're gonna just do away with those.
I would have thought they would have done away with them by now, because I really don't see what the incentive is for them to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, if their whole point is making money.
The pro badges?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't see why they bother, except that it generates a little bit of goodwill amongst, you know, creators and stuff. But even that, I don't know if that monetizes anything for them or if it matters to them or not, you know.
I think at the time when, yeah, they were more trying to garner that goodwill from creators, it was important. But now that comic shows just...
Yeah, I mean, comic shows themselves are their own draws, so it's like...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they don't need to... I mean, even as far as like 2005 or 6... I'm going to say maybe around 04, 05. Like, Wizard World was still comping pro badges. Like, you didn't have to pay for them. And you just had to apply, and they approved it, and once they approved it, they gave them to you. And then right around, I guess, like 05, 06, somewhere around there, they started charging for them. And I haven't seen anybody... it's not like I've gone to a ton of other conventions, but I've never heard of anybody comping a pro badge, like, since right around that time period.
You just got calm.
I think it was once they stopped being the majority networking events.
Yeah.
for people who wanted to get into comics and they started to be fan events, they didn't need that draw anymore, because originally it was like, you did the pro badges to make sure pros were there so that amateurs would buy passes to hopefully meet pros
right.
who were walking around and not tabling. And now that draw isn't really there, even though there are a lot of people who go to the shows thinking they're networking events still.
I mean, they still are, kind of, for me.
They are if you... I feel like they are if you know people. Well, or know people who know people, you know?
Right. I mean, that's how you meet other people.
Yeah, but, like, for people who are amateurs who don't have connections like that...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, there's still this idea that you're going to go to these shows and then rub elbows with people...
Right, if you don't know anybody and you're just going in cold, you're just going to be meeting people at their tables or whatever.
Yeah, well, and then especially now too that like even the hotel bars are like just so packed, crammed with attendees now.
Yeah,
that you're not going to be meeting anyone unless you once again know someone who knows someone, because it's just wall to wall fans, and there may be people who were in the industry there, but good luck finding them between cosplayers, fans, and, you know, people playing Magic in the lounge, and nothing wrong with that, but it's just not the
That's same. The same kind of event anymore.
Right? Yeah,
I guess, it's not like comic shows were ever, like, strictly trade shows or anything, you know?
No.
Because, I mean, that was the whole point of comic shows, was that fans did come to find stuff, like...
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Comics or whatever, you know, especially back in the pre-internet days, because that's where you'd find deals on things that, you know, you couldn't find locally or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, they're much more diverse now, so they are their own, they're a destination instead of just being a, like, whatever, a group thing, you know.
It's just when you have, like, other industries that, you know, like, things like GDC, where that is very much a trade event.
Yeah, or even, like, why am I blanking on the name? The video game one.
Yeah, that's GDC, Game Developers Conference.
I was thinking E3?
E4? Oh, E3, yeah.
E3
is still more of a press event, though. That's like one that you... That's more one... Yeah, like game professionals can go to it.
Oh,
but
I guess it is kind of a hybrid.
You have to be a games press person.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking about it like... Back in the 90s, I remember, mid-90s, when I worked for a place that distributed stuff to rental, like video rental places and stuff, we had gotten into video games, and they were considering sending us, because me and this other guy that worked there, we were like the de facto video game department, because we were the ones that dealt with it, and dealt with like buying them and stuff like that too, and they were considering sending us out to E3 back then, like in 94 or something like that, you know? So that we could get a handle on what was coming out and try to, you know, basically gauge what we would need to buy for rental purposes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, E3 was like, E3 is all about showing off. I feel like...
Is E3 a thing anymore?
Yeah.
I haven't really heard anybody talk about it in a while.
Well, because we've also had COVID for the last...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I see your point, though.
It was all, like, virtual E3 or something like that.
I feel like the trade shows took a bigger hit than most people think during COVID, because a lot of people, just like people going to work, they're like, we didn't really need to do this for people to hear about our stuff.
It's like, oh, they're still buying just as many copies of our game?
Yeah.
Why were we spending all this money?
That's why I think they'll probably be a lot. Yeah, I don't think they'll be as much. Well, they were already ramping down the Hollywood, focus at San Diego anyway in the last couple of years. I mean, not that there wasn't any there, but it was a lot less.
Really?
I feel like.
To me, that seems like that would make San Diego Comic-Con better.
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't make it better. I'm just saying that They put a lot of money into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, as time has gone on, like, a lot of the bigger players have noticed they don't need to do as much of that stuff. Like, back with, like, E3, there was a lot of years where some of the, like, bigger companies were just like, we're not doing a presentation this year. Like, I think, was it Sony who, like, didn't do what? I think the year PS5 was announced, Sony didn't show up at E3 and they just did like their own thing later. So I think some of these companies also noticed that if they do their own thing, it puts all the spotlight on them instead of having to push through all the E3 news cycle stuff.
Because I guess I've always just kind of associated in my head that like E3 was where all the announcements came from, you know?
Oh, for sure. No, it is.
But, in this day and age, it's so easy for a company just to disseminate its own information. It doesn't really need that function as a third party.
Kind of the game company that their presentation is better than their games? The one where they have, like, their whole shtick is they have this marketing lady?
Oh, the shot they're showing us. What was it called?
I don't know, but I don't remember their games at all, but I remember those fucking presentations.
Yeah. They basically have like a whole movie
studio
branch of their company that just makes trailers and presentations.
But, yeah, I mean, the continuity between them. I mean, that marketing lady is a character unto her own.
Oh, these actors have like full-time jobs with this company. Like, they're set as long as they keep doing this.
It's like a video game version of a porn studio.
What? It's not like that.
Sounds like that.
No, it's not like that.
Doesn't sound like that.
Sounds like that. Porn's pretty flashy, you know.
Oh, no. It's more like these news sites that have like full video. It's like when BuzzFeed started
full frontal video?
Their video side of content and hired all these people.
Yeah, sounds like porn to me.
Yeah. You just got porn on the brain.
Boobies. There was a thing I was trying to, before we got off into this, was the... Oh, I was going to say that, C2E2 still has pro badges.
Okay.
But
you have to pay for them, but they're pro badges.
Yeah.
But you get a steep discount against paying, like, a regular ticket price.
I forget, is it that they stopped doing it, or that they still are doing the, you can go free on Friday, but then you have to pay for the rest of the weekend or something like that?
Don't know. I'm here to see if I have to pay for a table. I got a feeling I will this year.
Did you have to for the Fan Expo?
I haven't applied for Fan Expo yet.
You're on the website.
What?
Yeah.
What? Did I apply to that?
Let me double check, because maybe I'm getting that mixed up with the C2E.
They would tell me.
Oh, even funnier, he's on the celebrities tab.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No, I don't know.
X-Fan.
No, I think you're in the Comic Creators tab.
But. Oh, yes.
Fan Expo HQ, Chicago. Fan Expo, Chicago.
Oh, I'm not seeing anything listed for Comics Creator Guest.
July 7th? Did I mean
July 7th or 10th, and... Okay, maybe it was C2E2 I saw you on. No, because you haven't applied for C2E2 either, have you?
I have applied to C2E2.
Okay, maybe that's where I saw you on it.
I'm a Creators.
Because, yeah, I don't see you now in Fan Expo. So.
Yeah, I don't see anybody.
It must have been C2. I must be getting them mixed up, that's all.
Well, they didn't tell me. What, aren't they supposed to tell me?
Who, C2E2?
Yeah.
Well, let me check C2E2, because I know I saw you on one of them.
Are you making all this up?
No, I know I saw you on one of them. And now I'm not seeing you on either one of them. Maybe I was seeing last year's? No, because you weren't there.
You don't tell me stuff if you don't know what. Oh, my God. I should attack you.
Dude, I totally know I saw you on one of them.
I'm driving down there.
I looked it up after you told me about it.
And I'm going to get you.
And the more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm thinking it was on Fan Expo. Because
they took me off.
Because I didn't know anything about Fan Expo until you told me about it. And so I went and looked at it. And I was like, oh, look, there's Mike. And he told me he was going to that.
Easy to mix up Mike and Dante Basco. Does get mistaken for him a lot.
Every time I see this fucking picture of Ryan Stegman, I want to slap it.
Why?
Because he makes that stupid face in it.
Wait, where are you seeing him in it?
He's on the C2E2 site.
Oh. C2E2.
I am not on C2E2 site. Let me see. Fan Expo.
You're not on Fan Expo either, but I know I saw you on one of them last week.
Well, you didn't, because I'm not there.
I'm telling you, man. You were there.
Your boy says otherwise.
You were there. Duh.
Your boy says otherwise.
Corey Feldman and Kihui Kwan are going to be at Fan Expo.
Kihui
Kwan. And Cary Grant. Man.
I really want to see that new movie.
Everything, Everywhere, All at
Once. Yeah.
I read a really good review of that.
Mm.
On Daily Beast, I think.
Mm.
But it was a really good review. Like, it made it sound super interesting.
It seems super interesting from the trailer. It seems like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And he's just interesting, too, I think. I would like to know more about what he's been doing.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him since Goonies, I guess? Or
yeah, he hasn't really done anything. That's what I saw him saying in an interview. He just decided to get back into acting, and this was his first thing.
Was, I'm trying to remember which was first. Was it Goonies or the Indiana Jones role?
Indiana Jones.
Okay, so Goonies, and I haven't seen anything since Goonies.
He was in that Finding Ohana movie that Christina Strain wrote on Netflix.
I don't think I saw it.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Finding Ohana, which is basically the Goonies, which is why I think he's in it.
That makes sense. It's a nod.
Yeah. But he, like, plays the girl's uncle, I think. It took me a few minutes to realize who it was.
I'm having a blank moment. Who was... never mind.
It's me. That was me.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm. I took the money.
So...
Buttons on your underwear.
I guess we're about at that time. Unless, has anybody got any final words, last remarks?
Are you going to kill us?
What do you want on your tombstone?
Pepperoni.
Just pepper.
I feel like we're having a blonde exodus here.
I have really... These... People shouldn't let me come up with my own stuff in these books.
No, they shouldn't.
It's like, all the bad guys look real stupid.
Yes, they do.
Jeff said he put in the script he wanted one of these guys to have, like, a metallic skull for a head. So I did that, but he's also wearing a tank top and short shorts. So I completely canceled out all the menace of the skull head. And he also has, like high pulled up socks and tennis shoes. So he looks like a gym teacher in like 1983.
Why you do that?
I don't know. It just seemed funny to me.
Is every Mike Norton character just Peacemaker when they're in their like disguise clothes in Suicide Squad?
It's so dumb.
Why you do that? Well then. So is this a comedy book, or is it supposed to be a horror book?
It's not a horror book. It's an action adventure. It's Ninjak.
Oh, okay. Well, Ninjak's kind of funny, right?
Not really. It has some jokes in it. It's more like James Bond.
Everything you've described of your run on Ninjak sounds like it's a funny book.
It's not. It's got a couple of jokes.
I mean, like...
For some reason, I thought they were taking Ninjak in the Deadpool direction.
No, it is not Deadpool at all.
Oh.
He's James Bond.
In that case, your character may be kind of inappropriate then.
No, mine was too late. I've got 11 pages left of this book.
Yeah. Well. somebody doesn't, you know, they're not aware of their situations. Or something. I don't know, man.
I nailed it.
I mean, as long as it's funny, who cares, right?
Yeah.
So, what's your opinion on mixing leather with fur?
I don't know if I ever had an opinion.
Okay.
Why?
I was just, you know, thinking back on, like, Mad Max Bad Guys.
Hmm. Well, I figure, I mean, they kind of go together since the dawn of history.
Yeah, isn't most people, like, isn't someone who is wearing leather going to probably have fur?
Yeah. Like, especially if you're in the wasteland.
I wore a leather jacket for a long time and never wore fur with it, but...
You probably weren't given the option.
But don't a lot of leather jackets come with fur-lined collars?
No.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Don't lie.
I mean, not a lot of the ones like bikers wore and stuff.
I don't know if that's true.
I mean, maybe pilot jackets or something. Like, no. Bomber jackets didn't have fur.
Yeah, bomber jackets.
I don't think.
I bet if you pull up bomber jacket, you will get at least one picture with fur on it.
I currently have my grandfather's old bomber jacket, and it has a fur collar.
I guess they do. They got, like, the sheepskin around the collar, right?
Yeah. That depends on what, you know.
Is that not called fur? Well,
that's wool.
Wool. Okay. I guess you get a pass if you...
I was thinking more like, you know, wearing fox fur with leather or something, you know.
Ninjak is cutting heads off of these fools. That's not funny.
Is he doing it in a funny way?
He's doing it with a sword. That's not funny.
Is he, like, making little quips as he does it?
He's not making any quips at all. Actually, at the beginning of the page, he does make a joke. Okay.
See, they are taking him Deadpool direction.
It's not a Deadpool direction. It's like he goes, I'm giving you all a chance to run, or I'm going to murder you all. And then one of the guys runs and jumps off the boat.
That's pretty funny.
Isn't a leather jacket just a fur jacket turned inside out?
Actually, I think it's probably a fur jacket that's been scraped clean of fur.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, because if I skinned you and made you into a jacket, no, that would be leather.
Yes. So, cow leather, yes. But I'm talking, you take any other animal that people would hunt for fur, and you flip the fur into the inside, the outside is technically...
I don't know. Is that a way that people make jackets?
Yeah.
I don't ever hear that.
Where's the majority of them?
I don't ever hear that referred to as leather, though, because you call that like a sheepskin coat or a coonskin cap or something like that. You know, like.
Yeah, but
you don't call it leather. You know.
Call it fur.
I mean, I feel like we started using cow skin because we had so many freaking cows that we were using for meat. We might as well use the skin. But that's what leather was. I feel like leather was just hide originally.
I don't know. I mean, when I say leather, I tend to specifically mean cow skin. But
yeah.
I don't know. Because, like, you don't call, like, alligator boots leather or anything, you know? You call them alligator boots. Like, so I don't know. I don't know how specific leather is to being cow.
Okay, the term hide applies to all leather with and without animal hair on the surface.
I don't think that answered anything.
But what does leather specifically refer to?
Tanned leather skins which have not yet been cut to size are called hides. So any animal makes leather. Well, any mammal.
Huh. It seems to me that in practical usage, though, that leather's kind of got a certain connotation to it, you know? When you say leather, like, you don't think fox fur or something, like... Or you don't think sheepskin, or you don't think, like, I don't know, badger. Because you know how big an item badger skin is, like...
So here we go, leather.
Or wolverine skin.
Leather has accompanied mankind throughout history. Originally, furs and hides have captured animals.
Okay.
Leather was used for tent walls, kayaks, boat walls, thongs, belts, leather vessels, so...
I've even seen leather used as wallpaper.
Cow leather, sheep leather, goat skin, or pig leather are the most common. So leather is not specific to cows, it's specifically cow leather.
Huh. But I've never heard of anything else called leather. That's strange. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that that's right or anything. I'm just saying I've never heard anybody refer to anything but cow skin as leather. Except for when they're talking about, like, somebody who's been out in the sun for a long time and their face looks leathery. But, you know. Interesting. So there we are.
There we are.
That's, that was our thought of the... Well, that's actually... This has been a weird show. Kind of a strange episode. I feel like we're having episodes at the moment. Okay, so I'm going to close this out with a hot take.
Okay.
Jane Mansfield was just a trashy Marilyn Monroe.
Mm. That is a hot take.
Yep. So, there you go. That's just a hot take. Well,
I guess we won't be getting any fans from that family.
I suppose not.
Jane Mansfield, is that the... Is she the one from all the Hercules movies?
Jane, I mean, look her up. She basically was like a Monroe knockoff. Although, I don't know if you can tell...
She married the bodybuilder who played Hercules.
The Italian guy?
No. Hargitay. Mariska Hargitay is her granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. Mariska Hargitay is her...
Yeah, Mickey Hargitay.
Oh, it's one of her children, actually. Mariska.
Oh, children. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, not that, I don't know, I'm sorry, that makes it sound like I had like a bad
Didn't
thing.
Did she have her head cut off?
I don't know. She died in an auto accident. I know that.
Yeah, I think her head was cut off in an auto accident.
Wow, that sucks. And I don't even know if you'd actually call her a knockoff of Monroe, because I think they were contemporary. They were contemporary, but, and... As a matter of fact, I know they were. So I don't know if you'd call her a knockoff or anything, but... And it's not like I hate Jane Mansfield.
It sounds like you hate her.
But her public persona seemed like she was just trying to be a more... I don't know. Risqué version of Monroe, I guess. Something like that. When I mean trashy, I don't mean like trailer trashy. I just mean trashy.
You, because she took her clothes off.
Did she actually take her clothes?
Yeah. Well, I guess Marilyn Monroe did, too. But
yeah. Well, I mean, everybody does when they get in the shower and stuff, right?
You son of a bitch.
I mean, I don't know too many people that shower clothed. But, are they listening to her cause of death as brain trauma sustained in an automobile crash? I guess you could qualify losing your head as brain trauma, but I don't think they would phrase it that way if she lost her head. Because, if your head comes away from the neck, it's the end of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here's a nude picture of her. Yeah, okay.
So reports that Mansfield was decapitated are untrue.
Okay.
It's because her wig came off and part of her scalp.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Also, Mariska Hargitay's brothers are named Miklos and Zoltan.
Man, that's like a family of either villains or heroes.
Wow.
I'd say. She's been dead a long time. In fact, I'd say she's been dead longer than she was alive. Well. How bizarre. Okay, so I guess I undid my own hot take, because maybe I went too far saying trashy.
Yeah.
I meant to say she was the burlesque version of Marilyn
Monroe. You're just a trashy version of my real best friend.
I'm a trashy version of my best self. But most of us are, when it comes to that. We are not our best selves.
Well, I am unfortunately my best self. This is as good as it gets.
Do better. Be better.
This is it. This is as good as it gets.
Do better. Be better.
No, I tried. Doesn't work.
Do better, be better.
Stop it. Stop telling me what to do!
Do better, be better. I forgot she was in Ghoulies.
She's what?
Marissa Hargitay.
Is in Ghoulies?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I went and looked her up, because she's the SVU lady, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she was in Ghoulies.
She's been on SVU longer than her mom was alive.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? I guess not. I mean, people come and go and they die.
Well, I was joking. Is she really?
Probably. I mean, how long's SVU's pretty much been on forever, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. She's been on SVU since 1999. So not quite as long as her mom was alive. But almost. Give it a few years. And not quite as long as, say, I don't know, you know, Supernatural was on the air.
But Supernatural!
I mean, in my mind, Supernatural's still on the air. Because that's, you know, the best world.
Have you ever seen Supernatural?
Not in a few years, no. Except for the studio. Sorry?
I forgot that the one brother is going to be in The Boys this next season.
No.
On the what?
Boys.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's playing like the Captain America nerd guy.
That's the Jared Padalecki?
No. Jared Padalecki is Walker, Texas Ranger.
Get out!
Yes. Huh. He is the new Walker, Texas Ranger. Yes, they are currently doing it. It's been on the air for a while.
Get out.
They need to do a better job of getting the word out.
How do you recast Chuck Norris?
You call somebody and say, hey, do you want to be Walker Texas Ranger?
Man, does that work?
Obviously it does.
Mike, do you want to be Walker Texas Ranger?
I'd rather be Lone Wolf McQuaid. Okay. He drinks more beer.
Good point. I'd rather be whatever the character's name was on that played alongside Louis Gossett Jr. in not Romancing the Stone.
Yeah, because he's not in that.
Right. What was the one that was like that? Firewalker.
Firewalker? Have you seen that recently?
Not in a while.
It's really boring.
Is it really?
Firewalker is a really boring movie.
Oh.
Not a lot happens in Firewalker.
I was thinking about that last night because I watched this movie called Beyond the Mask.
Okay.
That had, you know, one of my favorite guys in it. John Rhys Davies. And I was watching that and I'm like...
It's funny to me that John Rhys Davies is one of your favorites.
One of my favorite guys.
One of my favorite dudes, man. He's probably, I mean, he might be an asshole in real life. I don't know. But I like him on screen. Anyway, so I'm watching this movie, and I'm like, it's a, you know, it's an adventure movie, like a period piece type of thing, set back, like right around when the Declaration of Independence was signed, 1776.
Wait, what movie is this?
It's called Beyond the Mask.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Firewalker, and I was like, no, I'm pretty sure that doesn't.
No, I'm getting ready to tie this together, though, to what you were saying about Firewalker. So I'm watching this movie, I'm like, this is just a really boring movie. It's not a bad movie.
Yeah.
The direction and filming and everything were cool. It was just really boring.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't pretty enough to make up for being boring, I think. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. And that got me thinking. I'm like, man, there are a lot of movies that just, they're not terrible movies. They're just, they commit that cardinal sin of not being interesting at all.
I mean, Blade Runner's pretty boring.
I don't know. I like Blade Runner.
I like Blade Runner too, but it's pretty boring.
I mean, there's a lot of visually stimulating stuff in that movie, I think. And the concepts of the movie are interesting enough to me to make it interesting overall. It's not like a high action piece. It's got action moments. So.
You got action moments.
It's got that lovely soliloquy at the end by Rutger Hauer. Monologue? Monologue. That's what I mean to say. Could be a soliloquy, I guess. I just like saying soliloquy. But anyway, yeah, how many movies... this is a question you probably can't answer, because, I mean, how many movies have you seen that you just don't remember because they were so fucking boring? Right?
What?
I mean, there are a lot of movies I watch that, or I've seen, that I don't remember 5 minutes after I get done with them. Because there's just nothing happened in them, or they were just so fucking boring that, you know, at least when something's really truly terrible, you can remember it because it was that bad.
Mm-hmm. You need to watch better movies.
Well, I mean, when you watch the volume of movies I watch, they can't all be good, you know? I mean, they can't all be really bad either. Like, a lot of them are just going to be milquetoast, you know, mediocre kind of stuff. Because I've pretty much, you know, since the streaming, I've pretty much got something on all the time. So I, even if I'm not exactly paying attention to it, I've still got something on, and I'm watching a movie-ish. Watching-ish a movie. But maybe that's a problem. Maybe I just need to turn off, tune out, drop out, tune in.
You do need to drop out.
Yeah, maybe I do, man. I don't know. And I swear I saw you on one of those websites, dude.
I swear by the moon and the stars.
If I would have known I was going to have to prove it, I would have took a screenshot. But anyway. So, right then. I guess this is it. This is the end. My dear old friends. The end. And, I don't know. I'm assuming we didn't have any email.
We didn't. I looked.
Okay. So that's fine. Yeah, I don't even know. Anybody got anything in stores this week?
I don't think so.
Okay. I should probably keep track of, like, order cutoffs and stuff, too, but I don't know that stuff most of the time. The only people I know that actually post about that are, like, you know, the writers mostly and the editors. I mean, do artists even keep track of order cutoffs? I don't know.
I used to, but I figure nobody's buying it anyway. So.
Yep.
I stopped pretending.
There's a real go get 'em attitude.
Well, I'm just
more of a retweeter these days. I'm working with tweets about the thing we're working on. I'll retweet that. But
how do you repost? Because it's not a tweet. How do you repost an Instagram post?
Not easily.
You have to like go to a website. At least I
Yeah, it's a pain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I could just take a screenshot on my phone and do it, right?
Do that. That's the easy way.
Okay. Maybe I'll start doing that.
It's gotten a little easier with the stories, I think. You can, like, repost those.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I went to go recently. How do you just post a video as a post now?
You still can. I think.
But from taking it within Instagram? Like, I know if you've already got a video on your phone, you can post that as a post. But, like, when I went to go, this was a few weeks ago when I was trying to just show people that it was snowing and icing up and stuff. And I could not find how to take the video within Instagram as a post. And it wound up being a reel, and all of a sudden I had gotten people, like, you know, because reels are public or whatever, so people were liking the reel that I had no idea who they were and stuff, you know, like.
But I think what you're doing is what reels are more meant for, because Instagram, like, posts are meant to be more curated, so generally they are going to be a video that you already shot on your phone, versus reels are meant to be, like, in-the-moment things.
Huh.
Quick in the moment, like, it's snowing, check it out.
Yeah, I don't like that. I also don't like, Instagram's made a change recently, and all of a sudden now my thread's been flooded with noise.
That's why I don't use Instagram.
Like, all of a sudden, the ads have doubled, I'm getting suggested posts, like, left and right, like, more suggested posts than my actual people I follow.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, and this just happened within, like, the past week, 2 weeks, something like that. It's gotten really cray-cray. That's the second time I've said that this show. That's, and I haven't actually even used that phrase in ever. I don't think. Why am I saying it today?
Cause you suck. You suck.
You sussa.
You suck.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
You suck.
I see you're keeping a beat there. That's good.
You suck. You suck.
Good that you're staying involved with music.
Yeah. You suck. You suck.
Are you all right? Are you a fat boy now?
I've always been a fat boy.
Fat boys are back.
I may not have been in the band, but I am definitely a fat boy.
I think you might be a little too whack to be a fat boy.
I am not whack. How dare you? How dare you call me whack?
You're whackish.
I'm not whackish. Oh, I'm so mad.
Just, you know, not quite.
How dare you say I'm whack?
Not quite whack. Whack adjacent.
Yeah, I'm not whack adjacent.
You're whack-a-doodle.
Attack the whack is what I always say.
Yeah. Take back the whack. I think. I don't know. The only thing I see that I've worked on is Rick and Morty Presents Morty's Run, number one, is in stores this week.
Oh, my God.
Is that next week? No, this is this week. Okay, good.
I am so tired of your Rick and Morty bullshit.
Wubba dubba lub lub.
I don't know what that is. Why are you speaking to me in that fashion?
Wubba dubba lub lub. Get squanchy.
Get squanchy?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Various things.
It's from a book?
It's from the cartoon. Oh. Squanchy's actually a character, but he has a thing he says about get squanchy. So squanchy can also mean, like, you know, I don't know, get sexed up or something. I don't know.
Sexed up.
Wow. Nice one. All right, then. So you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Go read some Battlepug at battlepug.com. Go find out what Mike's doing last year at ihatemike.com. You can go catch up with Addison at addisonduke.com. There's the Twitters and the Instagrams, and I guess don't go to Facebook. Fuck Facebook.
I can't go to Facebook.
Facebook can go fuck itself. Yeah.
Yeah, you still use Instagram.
Yeah, that's true. But I was using Instagram before. No, actually, I don't think I was using it before Facebook bought it. It's a different vibe, though.
You're a different vibe.
I don't get Russian propaganda on my Instagram feed.
That's true.
But yeah, Meta. Meta itself can go fuck itself. So.
But wait, what did you call it?
Not Meta.
Meta?
Meta. 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 Potato, patata.
Wait a minute.
Contata, contata.
Have you always said Meta whenever you see that word?
Metaverse, yeah. Metaphorically.
Huh.
Maytag.
Crank, why are you so weird?
Why are you so weird? Anyway. Whatever, dude. I mean.
You don't you whatever me.
I say ACA, too. So what?
What does ACA mean?
AKA.
Oh, right. That's stupid.
You're stupid. Face is stupid.
It is. It's a real stupid face.
Dumb face.
Somebody should punch it. Somebody should punch my stupid face.
Somebody should bite your face.
No, don't bite it. That's weird.
Bite your face.
Don't bite my face. I'm never letting you get near me because now I'm afraid you're going to bite my face.
Face biter.
face
biter part two. Anyway, face biter's law.
Now they're going to make some t-shirts for these fake movies.
Hell yeah, some posters too.
Face biter too. I like the idea of there just being a face biter too. There's no face biter one.
Right. Face biter two, and it's as well, like face biter also.
Face biter as well?
Yeah.
Like, face biter two? So that means, like, look who's talking to?
Yeah.
Like, there's another face biter? Like, he falls in love or has a kid?
Face biter, a love story.
Oh my god.
Beware. Face biter loves you.
Oh, that's like Brain Smasher, a love story.
Oh, sure, yeah. That too. Or a Wrist Cutter is a love story.
We are not Japanese. We are not ninjas. We are Chinese.
Yes, you are.
That's from Brain Smasher.
Was Brain Smasher the Dice Clay thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to have a punching bag for that.
Dice Clay and Terry Hatcher.
That's right, yeah. I haven't seen that in a long time.
No.
But I used to have a punching bag for it. I had Dice Clay on the face.
The punching bag. You get to punch Dice Clay?
Yeah, it was a promo thing when the video came out. It was one of those blow-up floor punching bags.
I bet he didn't approve of that.
I don't know, he might have. Anyway, all right then. So, hope you all have a good weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day. If you're really drunk, drive safe. Or, yeah, I mean, don't drive at all. That's what I mean to say.
Did you really mean that? Did you know what you were saying when you said it?
If you're really drunk, drive safe.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because I've spent quite a few St. Patrick's Day like that. And, you know.
I don't think I've done anything for St. Patrick's Day since I first came up here. Because wasn't Josh and Susan were real into that?
Yeah, that first couple of years anyway.
Yeah.
I remember.
I went to, my favorite St. Patrick's Day was when I saw Black 47 at the Southside Irish Festival. That was pretty
cool. Oh yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's like the second time I saw them.
I don't know that I've actually, I don't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I mean, I don't need an excuse to drink.
Right.
And, I mean, frankly, St. Patrick's Day is sort of like a made-up thing. At least here in the States.
They're all made up.
Well, yeah, I mean, go far enough back, everything's just made up. I mean, you're made up.
I don't think they do anything over there other than sell stuff to Americans.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I understand St. Patrick was the driver of snakes or whatever. What that really has to do with drinking? I mean, that seems kind of insulting to just assume that, you know, if you're Irish, you're going to be drinking, right?
I don't think they're insulted by that.
Well, it's like saying all Irishmen are drunks. It's like
I don't think they're sober enough to get that.
Wow! Now, whoa, dude.
What?
Do you hear yourself speaking right now?
What did I say?
You just said that they're all drunks. When I'm saying it's insulting to assume they're all drunks.
I'm saying that if we called Declan right now, he probably couldn't reach the phone.
Dude!
What?
Do you hear yourself?
What?
I mean, unless you're saying he couldn't reach the phone because it's too late. I don't remember what the time it
is. No, he's drunk off his ass.
Dude!
All the time.
Man.
What?
You anti-Irishite.
He doesn't live here. I mean, he doesn't listen to us anymore.
You anti-Keltite.
I'm not an anti-Keltite. I am a Celt.
You anti-Keltite.
I'm not anti-Keltite.
I mean, dude. Anyway. So, I don't know that I actually have a favorite St. Patrick's Day memory. I mean, the only one I can really remember was probably 03 or 04. Whenever it was, all of us went out and went to a bunch of different bars in Chicago. And I think, like, Jim Schutte and some other people were there besides the Devil's Due people. But that's the only reason I remember that one is because probably that was one of the few times I made an event out of it.
Yeah, that may be one of the only times I did, too. Well, no. Wait a minute. Okay, that's not my favorite. My favorite St. Patrick's Day was when we went to, what was the name of that place? Murphy's in Memphis, and we saw my friend Mike V's band play, and we met John Entwistle.
I was not there.
No, you weren't there. John Entwistle was just there hanging out with his girlfriend.
That would have been cool.
It was. I got a picture with him.
Did you say, hey, do you know who you are?
I did not. Oh. I'm pretty sure he knew. Well, he didn't. He died not that long after.
If he didn't, his girlfriend probably did. Yeah. Pour one out for John Entwistle.
Word.
Because there's plenty of liquor out there today. You don't need to drink all of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, what are you, Irish?
Yeah. Disgusting drunk.
Dude!
What?
Do you hear yourself?
Yes, I can hear.
I mean,
I didn't say anything.
Are you listening to the words coming out of your mouth?
I didn't say anything.
All Irish people are not drunks.
Mm.
I mean, most of them are. But not all of them.
Mm.
All right. So, take care. Goodbye.
Bye.